we were completely like as sound asleep as possible. We both sleep really well when we're camping, and woke up instantly to this like whoosh, like tearing sound right by our heads. And I turned my head like around to look behind my pillow. And seriously, the first thing I saw was like an eye right there. And my boyfriend just sees fur. And at the time, we didn't realize, like, we can't see through our rain fly at all. So we didn't realize that we were seeing because of the new holes in our tent. And we both like sat up as fast as possible. And we knew right away it was a bear. It was a black bear for sure. And maybe not entirely full grown, but definitely not a cub, like definitely at least a couple years old. So Cole started just like in the deepest voice I've ever heard him put on, just going like, "Hey, bear." And so then I started yelling, "Hey, bear." I was like grabbing his arm and like, "We can't get out of the tent," like convinced we should just live there for the rest of our lives. But he was immediately just like, "Well, we have bags and we need to go like get our bags." And I still credit us for being okay because I'm the one who remembered we have bear spray as well. But we each had one and they were right next to us, like sleeping on the outer side of the tent. So we put our shoes on and grabbed our bear sprays and unzipped the tent. And sure enough, the bear was at our bags, and it had taken Cole's bag like maybe 2 or 3 feet further away towards into the woods. And so we were both like waving our arms and trying to be as big as we could. And Cole walked a little bit towards it and deployed the bear spray. And I think he was still slightly too far for it to actually hit the bear at all. But it was like a much bigger spray than I'd never seen it go off before. So it was like hairspray, but going double the distance and double the wide. And it was kind of loud. So I think that noise kind of startled the bear, and it walked a few more feet away and sat down. And we were just like, "You're just going to go and sit down where we can still see you and stare at you?" Probably in another situation, we would have thought it was like cute, but Cole just stayed there and kept waving his arms, kept holding the spray out. And meanwhile, I was taking down a tent the fastest I ever have in my life. So I was just shoving poles into the bags and trying to put our sleeping bags into my bag, which we could still get to. And the bear got up and walked a few feet closer again, and Cole sprayed it again, and then it retreated probably 10 more feet and sat down again. And it probably went on for like, I mean, sense of time when something like that is happening, who knows, but 10 minutes, we think, before it finally walked far enough away that we couldn't see it. And Cole like darted forward, threw his bag on his shoulder, and we just like started off down the trail again. Well, at this point, we were 9 miles in of a 21-mile trail. And the bear went the direction we'd come. So even though they were closer to our car, we're like, "We're going to go the other way." After 3 or 4 miles, we stopped to make coffee and just kind of collect ourselves. And the funny part there was we always have like enamel coffee mugs. And Cole had tied his to his backpack. And we like made our little fancy pour overs and made our perfect coffee to just like calm down and take a breath. And that was the point that Cole was like, "Oh, by the way, happy 4th of July." Because we'd totally forgotten, like. And he takes a sip of his coffee, and the bear spray had hit it because it was on his bag. And so we're finally trying to relax, and his lips are burning, and he has to dump his coffee out. And it was a bit of a mess still. But we got back up. We decided we were obviously going to keep going further, but that night was like the least restful sleep of my life because with these new holes in the tent, and it was windy, and the wind kept flapping the tent fly against us and waking us up like screaming that there was a bear every hour or so. So we didn't get much sleep.